Calling customer service. My name is Asia. May I have your zip code, please?
73122.
All right, and could you provide me with your first and last name?
Don't you want to know why I'm calling?
Okay, I do work for a third-party call center. In order to assist you, I will need for you to actually verify your account information first, and then we can discuss what's on your account.
Okay, I don't have an account, but I guess I do because, okay, my name is Jan Green.
The phone broke up. Could you repeat what you said?
What? It's Jan, J-A-N. Green.
Okay. Hold on one second, ma'am. Every time that you state your name, the phone breaks up. Could you repeat that for me?
Jan Green.
Okay. Give me just a moment while I actually try to locate an account with that name on it. All right, and for security purposes, could you verify the address on this account?
My address is 4808 Northwest 30th Street, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, 73122.
Give me one second while I look over this account, and then I will be glad to assist you. All right, I do see where you purchased our Allure Skin Co. Cream, our Allure Skin Co. Eye Complex, and our Allure Skin Co. Instant Lip Serum. What could I possibly assist you with today? I actually see that you were refunded for that lip serum.
I have an email from you saying that I made an order yesterday. Well, in fact, I have two emails. One of them says that I ordered some skin eye complex for $98. And the other one.
Okay, do you recall purchasing our item on January the 6th? Cream was $5.95 and the eye complex was $4.95?
Yes, I did. That was a mistake.
Okay.
And I called about that. That was shipped to me. She gave me a code, and I took it to the post office and returned it just Monday of this week. And then
okay, if she issued you an RMA number, you'll have to wait for the the shipping warehouse to issue you a refund. Because I do see where they actually gave you an RMA number.
I've got two emails from you that came yesterday late. Like it says 10:57 p.m. I placed two more orders, a $99 one and a $98 one.
Okay.
I did not do that.
The reason why you see those charges on your account is because on the 26th of January. In our terms and conditions, once you actually purchase our item, you only pay shipping and handling for those products. But you do have to agree to our terms and conditions, and they do state that you get 14 days to try the product. If you don't call us back within those 14 days, then on day 15th, you'll actually be charged the full amount for that product.
I did call back. I told her I didn't
okay, I
want
see. I see and where you purchased our, well, we only shipped you the Laura Skin Co. cream, and that was delivered to your home on the 1st.
I got 2 boxes from you. I shipped both of them back. And I think the last time I called my credit card company, I think the charges were canceled. I don't think they're on there. But I did not order anything else.
I see where you actually called in and we reshipped you the face cream. So I don't see where you actually got anything canceled out. If you would have got anything canceled out with us, we would have provided you with a cancellation number. But what they did was reship you that face cream and they refunded you for that instant lip serum. Now, I do want to let you know that these charges are valid. So what I could possibly do for you?
I'm getting ready to report you guys to the Better Business Bureau. I did not order this stuff. I want this.
Okay, well,
ma'am,
they can't override our terms and conditions. They were there to actually for you to actually read.
When I talk, okay.
But I do.
Quit talking and listen to me. When I called her before, I told her I didn't want any of this. If that's not canceling it, I don't know what is.
I could possibly do for you as a courtesy today, ma'am, is provide you with a 35% refund of those charges.
I want both of those off of my account. I don't want them
charged. I can issue you a 35%. A 35% refund if you would like.
I want all of it refunded. I did not order this.
Well, give me 1 second while I actually speak to my supervisor. All right, well, after speaking with my supervisor, she did agree to a 50% refund of those charges. Because those charges are valid. Well, ma'am, the charges are valid in our terms and conditions.
They are not valid.
With all the information.
I called before and told them I didn't want this. Why would they think I wanted more of it when I didn't want the first thing that was a scam in the first place?
All right, and I'm not supposed to give this high of a refund, ma'am. But what I'll do for you today is provide you with a 75% refund of that charges.
You'll provide me with a 100% refund because I didn't order any of this. I called.
All right. Well, if we would have canceled anything out for you, we would have provided you with a cancellation number.
Well,
but give me 1 second to see if I could.
If you didn't cancel
give
it.
Me 1 second
I,
while
I
actually see if I can
I
give you a
want.
Full refund, ma'am. Give me 1 second while I see if I can give you that full refund. Give me one moment. All right, well, while looking over your account, I do see that sometimes we do not read our terms and conditions once we actually purchase something. So what I'll do for you is go ahead and refund you the full amount for those charges. I'm sorry, of those charges, if you would like.
I definitely want those charges. There's a $99.95 and a $98.95, and I can't even believe that you have the nerve to do this after I called before and said I didn't want the stuff.
Okay, we only charged you $99.95 and $98.95, and that's what I'll refund you.
Okay, I want to
give me just a moment. I do have to get your account canceled out first.
I will call my credit card and make sure there's no charges from your company on it.
give me just a moment. I just canceled out your account. I will provide you with a cancellation number as well. Give me 1 second while I get those refunds processed.
Okay, thank you.
I do want to let you know that our refunds, they do take 3 to 5 business days, but you will receive a refund confirmation email within 24 to 48 hours. Give me just a moment. Give me 1 second. I am almost finished with those refunds. All right, well, I do have your account notated and everything refunded. Are you ready for your cancellation number?
Yes.
It is D as in David, E as in egg, 5, okay. E as in egg, 8, 9, A as in apple, A as in alpha, 7, 6.
Okay, and my account's canceled and there will be nothing else charged to me?
That is correct.
Okay. I don't know who's doing this, but it's a scam and I don't appreciate it. It started through a CVS survey and I called them and they said it was a scam and that they knew you were doing it. So you need to stop. There's no sense in this.
All right. Thank you for calling customer service, and you have a great day.
Yeah. You too.